I'm Angino, News Radio 1020, KDKA. With me in studio today, Terry Brennan of Matthews Wall Anchor and Waterproofing Services. He's the managing director there. And Matthews Wall Anchor Company, just an absolutely amazing institution that's been around for decades, will be around, and you can really count on for all of your issues when it comes to water in the home, whether it's about dealing with the water after it's come in or dealing with the water keep before it even has an opportunity to, with the waterproofing services as well. And just found out about the HVA services that Matthews is now offering. I want to talk for a moment, if we could, about the HVAC.
Right.
So oftentimes people think, all right, HVAC, which brand are you dealing with?
Right.
And because they're really set on a particular brand.
Right.
How much does that matter?
There are brands that are better rated, better that just do a better job in general. And, of mm-hmm. course, there are some that are more expensive than others. What's happened in that industry, though, by and large, and I may get some controversy on this, but, you know, we can offer you pretty much, you know, Carrier or Trane or whatever. There are, we can put the type of system in just based on what your needs are and kind of do a compare and contrast with you. So as opposed to years ago where you may have, you know, one heating and air conditioning company that just does just one brand.
Yes.
It's a little bit more open field now than it used to be. And, you know, we do plumbing as well and so forth. So, and we do that to complement the interior draining system that we put in and, of course, our other services. But, you know, we're offering that as a full-on HVAC service, you know, opportunity for anybody.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're building a new house or whether you're going to change out your existing system.
But what are the things people think about? They own a particular car. They own a GM car. So they think, okay, I'm going to go back to the GM dealership because
right.
they are so skilled and they know GM cars so well.
Right.
So the same thing with my furnace or heat pump.
Right.
That if I have a particular brand, I want to have the person who deals with this all the time. Have these gotten to the point to where you can have people who are so skilled that have so much experience like your guy does?
Right.
With 25 years experience,
right.
where they can then step in, and it doesn't make a difference whether it's a Carrier or a Trane or anybody else. They're stepping in, able to know what's wrong with it, maintain it, fix it, and get it back running the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Mark, we work on all different types of systems because he's been doing this for so long. He even went out, he was doing a waterproofing call for us not too long back, and he went in for these folks, and it turns out that they didn't really have like a water issue. They actually had a furnace issue, but since Mark was there, he was able to go in and clean out their filters, do all these other things, and he charged them like they insisted on giving him $20 or something when he was there. So, yeah, and, you know, it's not just installation of new systems. It's also, you know, full service of just about anything you've got, including the old antique systems that are
And there are some old antique ones.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I just went new a few years ago, and I had one that went all the way back to the 50s.
Right,
oh, right. These huge monsters of furnaces. I'm sure some people still have them, too.
Sure.
They're, you know, big as closets,
right.
practically.
They have less breakable parts, though, so they're generally a little bit...
Yeah, they just keep on running and running and running.
Right.
The only problem is that so much of the heat goes right out the chimney as well.
It's true efficiency, right.
And what's important with these new systems is preventative maintenance, making
right.
sure you stay on top of it. Do you guys do that as well? I mean, are you working on just the systems where you come in and have a need to move units
right.
and reinstall units? Or are you also providing a service to where people already have a system in place, they just call you to come out and maintain their systems?
Yeah, $69.95 gets you a complete system check. We'll come out and take a look at it just to see what exactly is going and tell you where your weak spots might be, whether it needs charged or whatever it is
mm-hmm.
Within the given season. So, and like you mentioned a second ago, it's a matter of efficiency too. Today's systems are so much more efficient that having a newer whole product a lot of times is going to be just it's actually going to save and pay for itself over time. So
absolutely
right.
Terry Brennan with us, managing director of Matthews Wall Anchor and Waterproofing Services. And I want to talk about, if we could, back to the wall anchor and what different companies are doing. What separates what you do from what other companies do,
right,
when it comes to making sure that the water is not getting back into the house? Help
right.
us understand that difference.
One of the main differences is that there are what you call on-the-footer type systems. And what that is that channel or drain or what have you that's put into the floor, which runs along the perimeter of your basement floor, that system will actually be closer to the surface of the floor. What that means is that the water is going to be closer to the surface and so forth. And a lot of times when those on the footer systems are put in, they may have to actually chip out the footer block as they go along in order to get that that plane so that they can tilt the water towards their sumps. And if they can't do that, a lot of times on the footer systems will have water collecting in the drain itself, which you don't want, because that means that water is possibly getting stagnant and may end up diffusing back into the room of the house. So
okay.
What we do is next to the footer type system, with ours, we're using three times as much concrete, three times as much gravel and so forth. It's a larger pipe and it sits deeper. So it really is taking out the water that's in what's called the false water table, where, you know, houses, holes are like swimming pools. Mm-hmm. It does literally collect a lot of that water in those areas where those systems are, which is going to collect a lot more. We can properly slant the channel so that it ends up, you know, so the water ends up in the sump itself. So it's a lot more powerful product. We put a lot of stone around it. It ends up working a lot better. We've had different type of systems that we've used over the years, but the thing that we're doing right now, larger, deeper, and so forth, and having a bigger basin just does a superior job, especially when you get into things like right now where you've got all these random people whose basements are getting flooded. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure you have a significant system that's not going to possibly overflow out onto your floor.
Having a damp basement,
right?
Is that a sign of anything? Not necessarily water that you can see, just a very humid, damp basement.
It is, and if you've got a proper operating central air conditioning system and your vents are open into your basement, that's going to take a lot of that humidity out of there. But a lot of the basements we see, especially older homes, mm-hmm. that area is stagnant down there, and it may have that moldy, musty smell. In an instance like that, you want to have a proper dehumidification system. You can go to Home Depot and Lowe's and so forth and get ones, Honeywell ones and so forth, that will take out, you know, about up to about 18 pints of water per day.
I remember those in my grandmother's old house.
Right.
And as the grandson, when we stayed over in the summertime, that was one of the things.
Right.
You know, go downstairs and empty out the dehumidifier.
Right. And that's how that works. And that's been and not only that, they run 24/7. Anytime you go downstairs, you can hear the dehumidifier operating. We have a product called Santa Fe, and what that does is it's like a dehumidifier on steroids, basically. Mm-hmm. It's got a much larger coil. It's got a powerful blower in it, and a dehumidification system is basically a heater and an air conditioning with a much larger coil, circulates a tremendous amount of air around, and all that water, as it gets collected up to 110 pints of water per day, gets mm-hmm. diverted into the sealed interior drain system, and out it goes. You never have to change it. It's got a self-regulating
there
dial.
There could be that so much forth. Water in the air?
It depends on the time of season. You know, right now, or especially like today, super humid outside, it'd probably be working a little bit more. But
okay.
Yeah, because one doesn't like to think about it, but actually water is diffusing into your basement all the time anyways. That's why even new construction houses might have that damp smell and that damp feeling, because water is coming through the walls, and it's a continuous process. It's just evaporating, so you're not really aware of it. And that, of course, is through the slab of the floor as well.
All right, so whether it's wall anchoring systems, waterproofing services, HVAC, dealing with dehumidifying the basement, if that's the right word I even use right there, maybe.
Close enough, yeah. Dehumidification.
Dehumidification. you guys cover it all.
We do.
And to get more information, go to the website. Once again, your website?
You can go to two. It's MatthewsWallAnchor.com,
mm-hmm.
or you can also go to WallAnchor.com. The HVAC is MatthewsMechanical.com, and of course, you can connect into the commercial division link through our website there as well.
And you do residential HVAC, and you do commercial as well?
We do both, right.
Okay.
Right.
And a phone number for people to call. I mean, not necessarily now. My guess is that the offices are closed now, but tomorrow.
1-800-284-7471.
One more time.
1-800-284-7471.
Yeah. When it comes to dealing with water in the basement, you can't let it go. And as we get into the winter months now, it's really going to get bad. If you have the water and that whole freeze-thaw, and the next spring, next thing you know, you're going to have more and more issues. Deal with them now by getting a hold of Matthews Wall Anchor and Waterproofing Services. Terry Brennan, the managing director, will come back with final thoughts just moments away. News Radio 1020, KDKA.